NATO leaders are gathering in Washington today. The summit hosted by US President Joe Biden is aimed at showing resolve against Russia and support for Ukraine and marking 75 years of the military alliance, and comes amid widespread condemnation of an attack on a children's hospital in Kyiv and an increasing spotlight on Joe Biden's frailty and competence. Fabrice Poitier is with us, former policy chief at NATO. Fabrice Poitier, thank you for speaking with us this lunchtime. The backdrop to this summit, a month of very heavy casualties in Ukraine, struggling to intercept Russian weapons and in dire need of military support.
Yes, exactly. But I think this is sadly an outcome of two forces at play here. One is Vladimir Putin, which knows absolutely no boundaries in his willingness to escalate and to aim at the civilian population. And I think the attack yesterday on the children's hospital in Kyiv is despicable and is an evidence of that mindset. But the other force is our reluctance, NATO leaders' reluctance, to go all the way to allow Ukraine to win this. I think the strategy we have been setting ourselves in is a strategy of avoiding Ukraine's defeat, but it's not a strategy of allowing Ukraine to win that war, simply because leaders like President Biden or Chancellor Scholz are deeply scared of the notion of a Russian defeat. And therefore, we are bound in this contradiction where on one hand, we are fully committed to Ukraine and we are providing a great deal of resources. But on the other hand, we are asking Ukrainians to fight a war against a nuclear power with one arm behind their back.
Vladimir Zelensky previously lashed out publicly at NATO's reluctance on membership at last year's summit. Is an invite any closer? And in your view, should there be one?
In my view, the case for an invite is actually even stronger this year than last year. The majority of NATO leaders agree with this. Even my own country, France, which is usually one of the skeptics when it comes to a NATO membership, and especially of Eastern countries, is actually openly in favor of it. However, I think the stop comes at both in Berlin and Washington. And as long as Berlin and Washington are not seeing eye to eye about the need for Ukraine to be inside the alliance, I think we're still going to be toying around. But you have to imagine, for the Ukrainians, they have been in this waiting lounge of that membership club for more than 16 years. And I think it also raises a question of credibility of the alliance. How credible are you when you say someone is going to become a member and 16 years later you are still making statement that at some point that person will become a member but he's not yet a member?
Much of the focus at this conference is going to be on Joe Biden, particularly his public performance and perhaps how he handles any news conferences that will result from this summit. But there will also be a focus within the summit on the next US president, which could likely be Donald Trump.
Yes, exactly. I think there are two aspects here. One is, I will not necessarily comment on President Biden's health, but I will comment on the frailty of his own Ukraine policy, which in my view is not strong enough. It's displaying maybe unity with the other NATO leaders, but it's not displaying strength to the point where Vladimir Putin starts to rethink his adventure, his murderous adventure in Ukraine. That's one thing. Second, of course, I understand the logic of trying to Trump-proofing as much as possible of the NATO spending priorities, especially its Ukraine policy. But I think NATO Trump-proofing is not enough. You need to be Trump-compatible in the sense that the Europeans need to come forward with not just, oh, look, we're spending more, but showing a real plan for how the Europeans within the next 5-10 years will be able to take a very significant chunk of defending themselves. We're very good at talking about European defense, but we're much weaker at providing for the defense of Europe.
Fabrice Poitier, former policy chief at NATO, thank you for speaking with us.